Welcome to this Sunday morning's message podcast from Kingdom Faith. Today's message is by Pastor Colin Urquhart.
Well, now, as this is the last of the sort of family services we're having before we go back to the children's group, we're going to have a little bit of a quiz. I'm going to preach on two texts, one from the Gospels and the other from the Epistles, but I'm not going to tell you what the texts are. You're going to have to work that out for yourself. And we'll see how many get it right by the end. I'm going to introduce you to two characters. One's called Sid and the other's called Bert. I always try to choose names that I don't think are going to apply to anybody who's present, so nobody thinks I'm getting at them. And Sid and Bert represent different people that you know. They may be neighbors, they may be friends, maybe Christians, maybe not. Maybe people you work with, maybe people you're at school or college with. And what we're concerned about is the way these people treat you. So Sid is going to be over here and Bert's going to be over there. That's not good news for those that are on this side, but never mind. And we're going to see a number of different scenarios and the different ways in which these two characters relate to you. So, first of all, we have Sid. And Sid is very loving towards you. You really feel that he cares about you, that he's interested in you, and he is concerned for your welfare. Bert always seems to be wrapped up in himself. You really think that you don't count much in his eyes, that the only time he's really interested in you is when he wants something from you. Sid is a happy sort of character and is very encouraging. Whenever he sees you, he always wants to speak a word of encouragement and to build you up. So whenever you're with Sid, you feel good. You feel good about yourself. He helps and encourages that. Bert, on the other hand, is a miserable sort of character. Almost depressed. It's almost depressive to be with him. And you find that every time you have to spend time with him, you feel heavy. You don't feel a sense of encouragement and release, but totally the opposite. It's almost as if he wants to pull you down. Sid is always calm. He doesn't get rattled. It doesn't matter what happens, even when there's difficulties, there's always that sort of serenity, that calmness about him. He always looks and sounds as if he's on top of the situation. Bert, on the other hand, gets easily rattled. He's always complaining as soon as there's any difficulty. And you know, he'll not only complain about you to you, he'll complain to anybody. Once he's finished complaining to you, he'll go on and complain to someone else. He's a sort of anxious, tense sort of character. Sid is very tolerant. And even in your relationship with him, if sometimes you mess up or you, get something wrong or even hurt him unintentionally, he's always ready to forgive. He's very quick to forgive. And you notice that he never talks negatively about other people. He doesn't gossip to you about them. He doesn't pull others down. Quite the opposite. He always looks for the good that is in people. Bert, on the other hand, because he's so critical and negative, he is totally the opposite. You feel when you're with him that you're judged, that all the time he's looking at you and wanting to find something wrong, even if that's just to make himself appear better in his eyes, because he can find fault in you. So, again, it's very discouraging, isn't it, to be with someone that you feel is critical and judgmental towards you. Sid is always wanting to serve. He's looking for the ways in which he can bless and do good to others. He's very quick to respond to situations where a need arises. He's the sort of character where you don't have to ask him or to persuade him to help. He almost sees the need before anybody has time to ask him. Bert, on the other hand, because he's so wrapped up in himself, he closes his eyes to the needs that are around him. Even when people that are very close to him in work or in relationship, if they have a need, he doesn't really want to know. He sort of closes his eyes, closes his ears. He's just there in his own little zone. And he doesn't really want to get involved with anybody else. Sid is the kind of guy that reaches out to children, to the poor, to anybody that he sees is needy. He gives, and he gives generously to those ministries, charities, and so on that help the poor and the desperate and the needy. Bert isn't like that at all. He's, again, so insular, so closed in upon himself that he doesn't see need, doesn't seem to care about need, even when it's put right in front of him. He's stingy too. He doesn't want to give to those who are in need. He all the time is just looking after himself and his own welfare and his own needs. Sid is a very reliable sort of character. He's a good friend. you know that you can always rely upon him. You can always depend upon him. He won't let you down. He won't fail you. If he gives you a promise, you know he'll do his utmost to fulfill that promise. So he doesn't say things glibly or lightly. He doesn't, you know, just make statements to make you feel better, but he's got no intention of really fulfilling those things. But, well, you really wouldn't want to trust Bert. Because if you confided in him, he'd probably go off and speak about it to other people. He'd break confidences. You wouldn't really want to trust him as a close friend. So there's a quality about Sid that is very difficult to define, really, but he treats other people with such consideration. It's almost as if he projects himself into the circumstances that other people find themselves, and he is therefore very, very sensitive to their needs, sensitive about the way he needs to speak to them, the way he needs to relate to them, and the things that he can do for them. Bert, of course, is not like that at all. There's not that same sensitivity. There's not that same awareness of what is going on in other people's life. He really just doesn't care that much because he's so wrapped up in himself. Now, there's another quality that is in Sid that is certainly not in Bert, but that's the next thing you have to, part of the quiz that you have to solve. What is the other quality that Sid has but Bert doesn't have? Well, thank you for shouting out all your answers. So where are we going with this? Well, now, let me first of all say, are you a Sid or a Bert? Or are you somewhere in between? Certainly, what we see from Scripture is that God has called you to be a Sid and has actually put his spirit within you to make you into a Sid. And if ever you were a Bert in your past life, the Bert no longer exists. Because when you were born again, Sid came into existence. So, it's pretty obvious, isn't it, that one of the scriptures, the one from the epistle, which you've all got by now, is that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness. And the other one, which we haven't mentioned yet, self-control. We'll come to that in a moment. But, of course, does not radiate that love, nor the joy, nor the peace, nor the patience. He's not kind, good, faithful, nor is he gentle. So, of course, if by any small conceivable chance there's any Bert in you, it's because you're not trusting in the Spirit to make you the Sid that he's called you to be. Is this too deep for you? Okay. Now, what is the gospel scripture that relates to all this? Jesus said, do to others what you would have them do to you. Anybody get that one? Nobody? One, two, three. Okay. Well, reformation is needed in the church. You see, you would like everybody to treat you like Sid, not like Bert. Isn't that right?
Yes.
So Jesus says, okay, treat everybody else like Sid does. Don't treat anybody like Bert does, because you will reap what you sow. If you treat everybody else like Sid, then others will treat you in the same way. This is usually called the golden rule. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Treat others in the same way that you want them to treat you. Now, we could take that even a step further and say, well, Jesus said, however you treat even the least of these, you treat me. Whatever you do to them, you do to me. So every time you're acting like Sid, you're not only blessing others in the way that you would want them to bless you, to treat them in the way you want to treat you, but that's how you're treating Jesus. All those positive ways. So in all of those things that the Holy Spirit is working in you, because they're all the fruit of His Spirit, then God is honored. God is blessed. God is glorified. God is pleased. But by the same token, you see, if you treat others like Bert does, then Jesus says that's how you're treating him, with all those negative ways. So it's not much point in us singing all the songs and words of praise if in between the praise meetings we're treating him like Bert. If we treat others like Bert, then we treat Jesus like Bert. So what can we see from these two characters? Well, this is the Spirit, and this is the flesh. Now, what we've seen is the Spirit working in Sid produces the love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the faithfulness, the gentleness, and the self-control. You see, Bert has no self-control. So what comes out is the self-life, not the Spirit of God or Christ in him, as is coming and being expressed in Sid. So that quality of self-control hardly ever I mean, I was thinking back earlier this morning. How many times have I ever heard a sermon on self-control? And actually, it's crucial, because without the self-control, none of the other parts of the fruit of the Spirit can function in your life. If you don't keep Bert under control, Bert will arise instead of Sid. This is too deep for you, I can tell that. But so long as I understand what I'm saying, then at least one of us is being blessed. Are you with me?
Yeah.
So, you know, we were last week talking about how the Holy Spirit, how we can pray for one another and believe the good things of the Holy Spirit to bring healing into our lives and so on. And we're very good at that, of looking to God and saying, Lord, I want your Holy Spirit to bring the healing in my life, to bring your power into my life, bring your freedom into my life, to bring your provision into my life. Anybody pray like that? Anybody going to be honest? Yes? But how often do we say, Holy Spirit, produce in me self-control? How often do we say, Holy Spirit, I want all the qualities of the fruit of the Spirit in my life? I think what we normally do is get the first three. I want the love, I want the joy, I want the peace. And then we say, I need the patience. I need the goodness, I need the gentleness, I need the faithfulness. But no, wait a minute. We are to believe that we have received what we ask. So why not believe for all nine of the qualities of the fruit of the Spirit? You see, this is the genius of Scripture. Because it doesn't say that there are nine different fruits. There's only one fruit, but it has nine flavors. Are you there? There is a fruit. It's somewhere in, I can't remember what it's called now, but I've actually tasted it. Somebody gave me some in the Far East somewhere, where the same fruit has different flavors, even on the same tree, which is clever. So, but then our God who created creation is clever. But that speaks very much of this scripture. One fruit, nine flavors. So if we have the fruit of the Spirit growing in our lives, then all nine flavors should be coming forth in our lives. Amen?
Yeah.
Including the self-control. You see, what Bert doesn't do is to exercise that self-control. What Sid, it would seem, I mean, he seems a paragon of virtue, this guy, doesn't he? But that's okay, because the scripture says, aim at godliness. I think Sid's a very godly character, don't you? I think he really blesses Jesus by the attitude that he has towards others. Amen? So Sid is as he is, not because he's not tempted by self, or not because he doesn't have any imperfections, but he has learned to exercise the self-control that is the fruit of the Spirit in his life. Now, just one last thing. How does this fruit of the Spirit grow in your life? Well, only by depending upon the Holy Spirit. And how do you depend upon the Holy Spirit? Well, you pray every day that the Holy Spirit will be the one who expresses his life through you. Well, I pray that daily my life will be submitted and yielded to the Holy Spirit so that his life can be reflected through my life. Because I found if I don't do that, little bits of Burke creep in. Hello? I mean, I'm sure bits of Burke creep in anyway, but don't ask my wife about that. But you know, our hearts are to be like Sid, aren't they? Which means that our hearts are to be like Jesus. Our hearts are to reflect his life. Our hearts are really set upon being a people of the Spirit, not a people of the flesh. Now, God is talking to us here about reformation, and we're going to go into a season where God is going to make everybody in this church like Sid. I'll just repeat that. God is going to make everybody in this church like Sid. Because at a personal level, that's what Reformation is about. We're going to be transformed into the likeness of Jesus with ever-increasing glory by the Holy Spirit. That's what the Scripture says. So we're going to depend upon the Holy Spirit to heal and perform miracles, signs and wonders, but we're also going to depend upon the Holy Spirit to reproduce in us the character of Sid, stroke Jesus, stroke Holy Spirit. Shall we stand? Let's pray that right now, shall we? Let's just close our eyes and focus on the Lord for a moment. Now, first of all, let's just get rid of any negatives. Just say, Lord, forgive me for any ways in which I'm like dirt. Maybe that there are one or two things that are immediately obvious to you. Ask Jesus to forgive you. Because he will. If you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you. If you realize that what has really been lacking in your life is that self-control. And because there's been a lack of self-control, that's undermined the ability to reveal all the other eight flavors of the fruit of the Spirit. So you may need to say, Lord, forgive me for that lack of self-control that I've so often allowed self to come forth and I've reacted in a self way rather than in a godly way, rather than in a Holy Spirit way, rather than according to your word. So, Lord, forgive me for that lack of self-control. And then pray, because you're right in line with the will of God when you pray this. And when your prayer is in line with the will of God, he will surely answer you. And pray to him, Lord, I want all the fruit of your Spirit to be revealed in my life, in my character, in my personality. I want that reformation in my personal relationship with you, with others. Lord, I want to treat others as I want them to treat me. I want to fulfill that word, recognizing that whatever I do to others, I do to you. So I pray today. I suggest you pray it every day. I pray today, Lord, that I will walk in the Spirit and that the life of your Spirit will be expressed in my life. The love, the joy, the peace, the patience, the kindness, the goodness, the gentleness, the faithfulness, and the self-control. And I thank you, Lord, that as that is the case, so others who touch my life and who my life touches are going to be blessed, because more of Jesus is going to be seen through me and more of those rivers of living water will pour out of me. And thank you, Lord, that I'm going to benefit so much, because as I treat others in the way that will bless you, so then I will be treated in the same way and will be blessed by you. So I give you all the glory. Can we just thank the Lord? Praise you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to this Kingdom Faith podcast. We trust it's been an encouragement to you. For more information and resources by Kingdom Faith and for our other audio and video podcasts, please visit kingdomfaith.com.